Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about why you should use WP Smush on all your clients' websites. Why don't you tell everyone what WP Smush is, Tim?
Yes, WP Smush is a very handy plugin, and there's a free version and a paid version. It's brought to you by the folks at WPMU Dev. And essentially, you install it, and it will automatically smush all of your images. So if you install it after you already have a big site with lots of images, it'll go through and bulk smush all of those images. And by smush, I mean it's going to make them smaller without losing quality. And so you have some options on how you do that. You can super smush, which I think might degrade the quality a little bit, but I've never done that. The normal smush will save a ton of space. So it's going to make the images smaller. And then what you can do is every other image after that, it'll also smush them.
Did you really use the word super smush, Tim?
That's that's a feature within WP Smush.
That is rather interesting. Okay, so some of the benefits of using this plugin, obviously, is it optimizes the images, which is going to cause your site to load faster, which will ultimately help with SEO because Google, Bing, any search engine's algorithms factor in site speed. So you definitely want to optimize your images. That's one of the first things.
Yeah. And not only, you know, with site speed, but also it saves storage space on your server. And yeah, can't go wrong with that. The next reason why you should use WP Smush on all your client websites is clients upload huge images. You might build this awesome website and have some great images, whether they're stock images or the client's images, and you optimize them perfectly and, you know, do everything so that the website's loading fast. And then the client takes over the site and they're doing a blog post and they take some image that maybe they got directly from a digital camera or they bought the hugest stock image possible and they upload a image that's 4,000 pixels wide, way too big for web. So what WP Smush will do is it'll automatically smush that image so that it is not going to be taking up nearly as much space.
And last but definitely not least, one of the huge advantages of WP Smush Pro is it's a set it and forget it. You can optimize this plugin of how you want your images to be sized and how much optimization you want to put on it, and then walk away. It automatically does it. Tim forgets and uploads that 4,000 megapixel image. No problem. WP Smush Pro's got you covered. It automatically optimizes it for you. So that's just a nifty little feature.
Yeah. And I realized, David, I typed in WP Smush Pro, but I'm pretty sure that happens in the normal one too. It'll automatically do it in the free version, I should say. You might be asking, what's the difference between the free and then the paid version? To be perfectly honest, I don't really know. I've had a WPMU Dev membership for a solid 5+ years now. So I just use the pro one. I know one of the things is with the pro version, it will compress the images or smush the images using their servers that are super optimized. And so it'll make the smushing go faster without straining your server. With the free version, I'm pretty sure it just uses the local resources that's on the server that your website's hosted on, which isn't a bad thing. But if you're smushing a lot of images, it can definitely take a long time. So
yeah,
check it out. WP Smush in the WordPress repository or the pro version WPMU Dev.
Awesome. Tomorrow we've got another great topic. I do want to do a little plug for Tim and I here. If you enjoy this podcast and you're finding value in it, we would love a review from you. It's how other people find us. So if you listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, or any of the podcast platforms, do us a favor, leave us a review. If you have any comments or questions or have a topic that you'd like Tim and I to discuss or cover, come on over to WPThePodcast.com. Leave us a note, send us an email, comment in one of the other podcast episodes, and we will find it. So we really appreciate your listening. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.